With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. hiring stalls with employers reluctant to expand and an economy grown increasingly erratic. The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers, companies, government agencies, and nonprofits added just 22,000 jobs last month, down from 79,000 in July. Postal traffic into the United States plunged more than 80% after the Trump administration ended a tariff exemption for low-cost imports, the United Nations Postal Agency reported Saturday. The Universal Postal Union says it has started rolling out new measures that can help postal operators around the world calculate and collect duties after the U.S. eliminated the exemption. About 10,000 Air Canada flight attendants have voted down the employer's wage offer that the union and airline agreed to last month, but another walkout is not expected. Flight attendants at Air Canada wrapped up voting Saturday on a tentative new contract, with 99.1% voting down the airline's wage offer. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.